This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 21 with digital nomad wannabe founder, Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm talking all about goal setting and making strategies. And this is because setting goals for your blog and having a strategy to reach them is absolutely fundamental to having blogging success. I really love that line about how if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Because isn't that really true? You know, if you don't know where you're going, how can you get there? Now, this episode is for you if you don't do effective goal setting and strategizing for your blogging business right now, or if you're just curious to learn more about how I do this, as I'll be giving you an insider's look at how I'm doing this right now at the end of 2020 when I'm recording this. So I'm all set for 2021. But I mean, everything I'm talking about today, you know, it's the same thing I did last year and the year before, and I'll do next year. So it's certainly not just something for 2021, although I will be discussing some of the current challenges we face at this time. Now, in today's episode, I discuss why goal setting and having a strategy is important, how I work out my goals and strategies with tips for you to do the same. I'm also going to give you advice if you're only just starting to get serious about blogging and have no idea what your goals should be or what a blogging strategy even is, as well as dealing with the disruption COVID-19 has had on all of our lives.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Goulet.
So today we're talking about goal setting. And this really is about getting to the heart of what you want out of your blogging business and making sure that you achieve these goals, even if you're short on time, even if you're overwhelmed or you don't know what to do next. In fact, if you're feeling any of these things, then setting clear goals and having a clear strategy is even more important. So use any time you have in the best way possible, and you always know that what you need to do next and feel confident that it'll lead to the success you want. So you're not doing something and thinking, what is the point of this? Hey, you know what the point is. You can trace it, every task you do through to your goals. Now, don't forget, you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode 21, as well as a link to my 5-day goal setting challenge, which will walk you through the process I talk about today so you can set your own goals and strategies for the coming year. Now, if you enjoyed today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. This episode is sponsored by Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my 10-week program that shows you the 20% of blogging you need to do to get 80% of the results step by step. Learn exactly how to use SEO to get traffic and then to monetize that traffic with affiliates. Now, this is exactly the process I have followed to grow many of my sites in my business that I talk about. And in this course, I give you the traffic and income goals you can expect to achieve in the next year, and then the strategies and steps you need to take to reach them. And it really is incredibly valuable, especially with the types of things we're going to talk about today. So let's get started. You know, why should you have goals and a strategy? Now, it comes back to what I was saying at the beginning, you know, that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, okay? You need to know, not just have that plan, but know where your plan is leading, where you're trying to get to, okay? Now, with blogging, it is just so easy to get sucked into busy work. You know, it's easy to fill every moment of every day with something to do with your blog. But if you're not really clear on your goals and your strategy, how do you know that any of that will make a difference? And I think where I see the most burnout among bloggers is, and in my own experience as well, at the beginning when I was trying to grow my business, was really just getting sucked into this busy work and not having proper goals and a strategy. In fact, at that time, I did have goals. I had financial goals, but I never linked that to what I was doing. Okay. So it's certainly not enough just to have goals alone. You need that strategy and you need to make sure that all the tasks that you spend your time on link back to those goals. So I was doing a ton of busy work, you know, and it got me to traffic goals, actually. It did get me a fair bit of traffic, but really my goals were around income and it didn't get me any income at all, you know, and that was really because I just wasn't doing the things that I'm going to talk about today. Now, it's just so important you are really clear on that goal. I'm just going to keep emphasizing that, whatever it is, and that you have a strategy to reach it and that you make sure that every task you do on your blog relates to that strategy, relates to that goal, okay, because that's how you have success. It's not luck. You know, it is just being really clear on what you're trying to do. So how do I work out my goals and strategies and make sure I achieve them? You know, how can you? Well, the first thing I do, and I recommend you do, is to start with an annual goal. Now, If you're listening to this when it goes live at the end of the year, you know, it is a great time to do this, right? You can plan for all of the following year. But at any time of year, you can do this. I often just find I hit, like, you know, a bit of a black spot where I don't really know what I'm doing again and I have to go back to doing this. And I can still plan for the 12 months ahead, right? It doesn't have to be a calendar year. And it just helps me get clarity and know where I am. Or, you know, something happens like this year. So much happened, right? I had to go back and redo this with lockdowns and travel, like not being a business at the moment and all of that. So, you know, you can come and rework this at any time. It's certainly not a calendar year thing. But I think it can be a great time to look at this is, you know, around about now at the end of the year. So start with that 12-month goal. You know, what is it you want to achieve? Okay, now what I want you to do when you do this is not to just have tasks. Like sometimes in my blogging courses, my students would be like, you know, I want to complete X number of posts, or I want to update X number of posts, or I want to, you know, get on an advertising network, or I want to work with a certain client or whatever. Now, all this is well and good, but to me, that's sort of like the next level down from your annual goal. Like there might be ways that you achieve your annual goal, but it wouldn't be the goal itself. Okay, so for me, generally, my annual goal, my main one, will be a certain amount of income I want to make, so profit from my business, okay? Now, the place I usually start with this is what I need, right? What me and my family need to keep our current lifestyle. How much money is that? And taking into account, you know, that has to be a bit more because I have to pay tax and all of that. So that will usually be the starting point of it. Of course, you know, you want to see your business growing when you're working on it too. So you might want to add extra to that to like give yourself an increase from the year before or whatever. And really the reality is the more you do this, the more you can understand what the effort you put into your business equals in terms of income. So it can help you work out this annual goal. Now, if you're feeling really stuck here, if you have a good strategy, and I know that if you're a newer blogger, and I'll talk more about tips for newer bloggers in a minute, but you know, if you're feeling really stuck here, you know, say a good one, if you're starting out in a year's time, say making $2,000 a month from blogging, that could be a good place to start, right? You know, you can aim a bit higher too, I think it's good to do, than what you think you might be able to do. Because I think firstly with blogging, it can be really easy to feel negative, okay, and to put yourself down and what you can achieve, especially when you're not really sure what you're doing yet. So I really don't want you to listen to those negative voices. I think it could be one of those things too, you know, you aim for the stars and maybe you'll hit the moon, right? Like aim a bit bigger than what you think you should as well here. Now, while I've talked about an income goal, it doesn't mean you can't have other goals, right? I would try and steer away from things like a traffic goal though. I'm not always sure your big goal being traffic is that useful. It could be the next level down, like how will you hit that income? Well, maybe you know at the moment you've got 20,000 page views and you make $1,000 a month. Like these are just numbers I pulled out of my head. But you want to make $2,000 a month, you know, in the next 6 months. So, you know, it could make sense that you need 40,000 traffic instead. Okay, so you can break it down that way, but I wouldn't make traffic your very top goal unless your big goal for your blog, right, is just to be the most popular blog in the world and you don't really care about income, for example. That might be a reason to do that. But there can be other goals, like I've had speaking at a conference as my goals as well, or, you know, one I always have on there is better work-life balance, right, getting better at separating from my business when I'm with the kids, for example, like having better separation between those two times. You know, that's been on my goal list many times. So I definitely do include things here like that. They're a little bit more lifestyle, but they relate to my business still. So you might want to think about those types of things as well. I'm not saying it just has to be income, but you know, you are listening to a podcast on making money from blogging. So income really should be in there. Now, once I have those annual goals, I split them into monthly goals. So what do I want to achieve every month? Okay, so this is when I start breaking down those annual goals. So if I want to make $10,000 a month from my blog, you know, what does that look like? What, you know, what income stream is going to give me what in a year's time, if that's the period I'm looking at? So it might be like, you know, I want to make $5,000 a month from Amazon. I want to make $1,000 a month from advertising. I want to make $2,000 from sponsors. Like I tend to break it down like that and think through how I'm going to get to that income. So I start off by doing that, and then I start off by breaking down each of those. So if I'm making $5,000 from Amazon, okay, I might think about how much am I making right now. Maybe I'm making $2,500. I'm halfway there, and I did that with like 20, you know, really affiliate-focused articles using SEO, the type of things I teach in the Fast Track and on Digital Nomad Wannabe about using SEO to get that audience with the buying mindset, right? So I knew with like 20 articles like that, I was able to make $2,500 a month. So if I had another 20 articles like that, you know, hopefully I can get to that 5,000. So that might be my goal. I need 25 more of those articles. I've already forgotten what number I said, whatever it was. But hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying, right? You're just trying to really break it down into exactly where it will come from and how you're going to get there. Similarly, maybe, you know, I might think I need more articles. Maybe I just need more traffic to the articles I have. Maybe I know they're not ranking, you know, they're not top five. They're like ranking 6 to 10. And I know if I got them top five, I don't actually need more articles. I just need more traffic to those and I would make twice as much income. So then I might break down a task instead of writing new guides. I will optimize those ones. I will build more links. You know, so you're just trying to start thinking like that. So I look at those top level ones, I break them down, and then I split them into months. So basically once I make them smaller tasks, I decide which month I'm going to complete them in. Okay. So if it was one like making more money from Amazon, say I'm going to add there's 20 more buying guides. Well, you know, maybe I'm just going to add, you know, two more per month. So that might be my task then. Okay. And then I'll assign that to each month. So what I'm doing when I come out of this is that every month I want to know what it is I'm trying to achieve and what I'm trying to get. Now, all of this is part of the 5-day goal setting challenge that I have on Digital Nomad Wannabe. So if you go to the show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode21, I do walk you through, you know, like setting your annual goals, but into monthly goals. And then the next part, which is splitting your monthly goals into tasks. Okay, so I kind of already just sort of discussed that. If my annual goal was to get that Amazon affiliate income up to 5,000, you know, and I'm talking about writing those extra buying guides, you know, I might have split that 5,000 into, you know, like increments, 12 increments of it going up in revenue source and then split into those buying guides. The whole goal of this is that when you finish, you actually already have all your monthly task list for the next year. Now, I often find when I do this, it can get really hard to do those months at the end of the 12 months. I find that I generally can do 6 months pretty good and I'll have those annual goals across the whole 12 months, but those 6 months, my tasks will be much better. And I'll usually just write, you know, a task for myself in those, say, month five or something to really look at the next, you know, 7 months and get that plan better and really look at how I'm going and update it. So usually I'll look at this sort of plan and my strategy and my annual goals at least every 6 months, right? So I'll plan for 12 months. The first 6 months will be like well planned. The last 6 months will be not as clear to me. And then at the 6 month mark, I'll reevaluate and step into it. Now, if you only have one blog, you know, this should not be so bad, right? There should not be that many steps and that much you're trying to achieve per month. And something I'd really say here is that you don't have to be overly complicated, right? You really only have to do one area of blogging really well to have success. So if you're a newer blogger, don't feel like, oh, I've got to make, you know, like I gave the example of 5,000 from Amazon. I talked about 1,000 from advertising and this much from sponsorship or whatever. Doing it from lots of different sources is a good goal to aim for, right? But not in your first year of monetizing your blog, okay? Get one thing working really well, you know? So if you join the fast track, I'd be showing you how to do that with SEO and affiliate marketing. And for your first year, I would only want you concentrating on that, right? Get your affiliate marketing working, get your SEO working. You know, you can get to reasonable income with that, right? Like a lot of income if you do it really well. Then you can think about bringing advertising in, bringing sponsorships in, and whatever else you want to do with monetization. But if I have one big tip for newer bloggers, it really is just like, just get one thing working, get one method of traffic generation, one method of monetization working, and then move on to other things. Okay, you shouldn't be looking when you're doing this at your monthly goals and there's like tons of them that you could never get done, right? If you just had 12 months and you're like, okay, I want to get to $2,500 per month in affiliate marketing over the next 12 months, I'm starting on zero. Okay, this is what I'm going to do every month, right? And then it shouldn't split down at that many things actually. Like if you were in the fast track, that's what I'd be recommending you do. And I'd be giving you those sheets of what you would break down to every month. Okay, but when you're new and you don't really know what those things are and maybe you're not ready to commit to a course, definitely your first few months are going to be all around trying to learn this stuff, okay? It is quite legitimate to have in your plan, I'm going to like come up with my strategy. So that's my whole job for the first month. I'm coming up with this strategy because if you're not sure what your strategy is to hit your income goals, so maybe you're aiming for that 2,500 I mentioned, if you're not sure how to get there at all, then your first thing is to be sure, right? It's not to keep writing blog posts. It's not to keep posting on social. It's to really self-educate yourself so that you have a plan where you know you can come up with that 2,500. Now, I know this is really scary when you're new to blogging. I remember the feeling when I was trying to do it myself. I mean, you can go back and read my monthly income reports I used to put up and what I was thinking at the time when I was trying to do it. But it really is just finding a strategy and committing to it. Okay. And then blocking out all the noise around it. So if you decide to do SEO and affiliate marketing, whether or not you do your course, you know, I'm always going to recommend SEO and affiliate marketing, you know, then that can be your strategy, right? And then your first few months, you're really learning how to do SEO. You're really learning how to do affiliate marketing. You're going to spend all the time you can learning about that and starting to implement it. So in those first few months, you mightn't be getting many posts up. You might feel like you're not really going forward. But once you're clear on your strategy, you know, and you should keep learning about that stuff until you are clear on your strategy, you know, then you can do your goal setting, you know, your monthly goals for beyond that time for the rest of the year. Okay. So it's okay when you're doing this, you might have that annual goal, but you're not really sure of the strategy. So your first few months will just be learning that strategy, right? That is just time much better spent than just making up tasks, hoping you'll get there. Okay. You need to know what your strategy is and how you're going to reach it. So I really can't recommend enough that if you're newer to blogging, if you're feeling really concerned about how you do this goal setting, that you start by just keeping it simple and you're just going to learn. And that will be far easier with a course, whether it's the fast track or something else. But, you know, there is information online. The problem then is just going to be information overload and trying to discern what is good information and will work for you and what isn't. But it is really important that you work through those steps. If you don't know how to have blogging success, then you need to learn, okay? And that is your first steps. And then, you know, at the end of month three, say, your job is to come back to your goal and to set those strategy and that plan so you know what you need to do every month to reach that goal and then just work through it, okay? Let yourself have confidence that you've spent that time learning and you can do it. Now, what do you do if you get stuck doing all this? And I mean, not because you don't have any idea about strategy, you're not that new a blogger, but you're just not feeling inspired. Because this was me last year, right? This time last year, I was like, it felt like banging my head on a wall. I just was feeling really uninspired in a way that I never had before about my business. And I really just didn't know what to do. I kind of just didn't want to do anything, to be honest. It wasn't really a good spot for me. It is tricky to get out of it for sure. Now, for me, what helped when I felt like that is that one, I took the pressure off. I just didn't plan at the end of the year like I normally did. It took me to January to do my plan. But I got in contact with a business coach who also had a PhD in psychology for working with entrepreneurs. I was lucky there, it was a good match. And if you're in Australia or New Zealand and you're a woman, that's who she works with. I'm happy to give you a recommendation there. But there is plenty of people around like that, right? The business coaches that can just help you talk it through. And just a couple of sessions with her, and it just kind of really helped me unstuck myself in my brain. She was really good at getting me to look at the big picture and sort of take away some of the emotion I was feeling about it. Like something that was really useful for me was her saying, you know, if you could remove this problem, would you still want to do that part of your business? You know, because I have lots of parts of my business. So my problem was like, do I need to do them all? I'm feeling stressed doing them all. And then it would be like, well, what if you could just outsource that? Would you want to do it then? You know, if you could remove this stress, would you still want to do it? And it was really good. It just sort of taught me through and it just made me really realize that outsourcing was what I needed to do. And then if I could remove all the pain points, I would 100% want to keep doing all of my business. So it helped me sort of break down there that, yes, I wanted to keep doing everything I was doing. And two, what I needed to do to make myself feel more positive about it again, you know, and sort of unstuck myself. But if you don't want to talk to a coach, sometimes it really is just some time, right? Sometimes you just need to let yourself like not feel in the mood and get past it. Something that also helped me a lot was that I end up, when I did do my goal setting in January, I actually went and stayed overnight in a hotel and it just sort of like removed the distractions and I knew I was there to just plan and I don't know, it was really helpful for me. So, I mean, I know that can be hard if you're in lockdown in the world, but if there's something you can do to maybe get yourself out of your normal routine where you can just really put yourself in the headspace of like, I'm here to write my goals. I'm here to strategize and see what that can do to help you get past that bit of feeling stuck. Now, the other big thing that is a little bit more particular to goal setting and planning at the moment is definitely COVID-19. And it's, you know, how could I not mention this? It just has such a big impact. And I know many people who listen to me are travel bloggers. Obviously, it's been a really hard time for travel bloggers. But, you know, it doesn't even matter. Even if you're in a niche where COVID has been like a good thing for your niche with more traffic, more income possibilities, it's definitely really hard, right? When you know you could go, well, you're already in lockdown, or you could go in a lockdown any minute, and what impact that has. You know, like for me, we go in a lockdown. If I'm homeschooling again, then I just don't have any time to work. That often, you know, that obviously has a really big impact. Or just like before I moved to Tasmania with like ongoing restrictions, you know, we had like, how long did I have? Like 5 months of really either total lockdown or like heavy restrictions in a row. I was just so stressed all the time, you know. I just had a headache. I couldn't concentrate. So even when I was able to work, I just couldn't really do it. You know, like it is a really hard time, and you really need to be kind to yourself about that. Now, I still 100% recommend you have goals, but you've just got to be kind, okay? You just got to realize that things are going to get in a way. I think this is the time to be like really fluid with your goals and really understanding that you might not be able to hit them, right? But at the same time, you know, doing your best, because I don't think it's the time to give up. That's for sure. I think it's more important than ever to try and get your blogging business going. But, you know, you may want to rethink how you do goals. So like if you're in travel, especially, for example, or any other niche that's been hit hard like that, and for the travel parts of my business, you know, I've just decided not to have financial goals right now for the next year. Okay, it just feels like a lot of stress, and it just doesn't feel like something I have any control over. But it doesn't mean I don't have goals, and I'm sort of, it's like I'm working on financial goals. I just don't have, yes, I want to earn X per month by the end of the year, right? So this is when I have the types of goals I actually told you earlier not to have, to be honest. They're more like, I'm going to put up a certain number of posts. I'm going to get, you know, like this year I had one. All right, I still got my ebook up and selling, even though, you know, not many people are buying it, because it's just really bad timing for that. But the fact that I have all this in place means that when things do go to the new normal, or whatever you want to call it, after when COVID isn't like stopping everyone from travel, that's in the best position possible to bounce back. So for me, rather than having that income goal, I do have, I want to put up X number of posts that have a strong affiliate focus, you know, where I can rank in Google and I get that traffic that will like book hotels or whatever it is. Okay. So I do still have goals around that. I'm just kind of breaking the rules from what I said earlier, where I said it should feed into something else, not just post for the. So yeah, it's like, it's really the same thing what I'm doing. It's just, I don't have a dollar value on it because I just feel like this is the wrong time. But everything else I'm doing too, I just have to realize that it may not go to plan, right? You know, if I'm homeschooling again, it's not going to happen. Conversely, I mean, the opposite issue is if my husband suddenly loses his job, you know, which could happen, who knows what's going to happen in this economy, right? Then I need to ramp up more. So it's like at any moment, I feel like I need to be able to ramp my business right down, or at least my time in my business, or I need to be able to ramp it right up. And this is what I really do love about having an online business, right? Because I can do that. I can ramp down and I'll still get paid. I mean, the reality is with how I earn passive income is that if I start working tomorrow for 3 months, my income's not going to go down. In fact, I think there's a really good chance it would go up because of all the posts in the pipeline and them starting to rank and then me making affiliate income. You know, I'm not going to feel the consequence of that for quite a while. So that is what's really good about having a blogging business. That's why I think it is really important that, you know, as really good time actually to work on your blog. But yeah, you know, at least I do have that flexibility. And if I wanted to ramp it up, I could. I mean, the downside is when I ramp it up is that I don't tend to see the financial impact straight away. You know, like I actually think I'm going to look back at 2020 and think in many ways it was great for my business because I started a lot of new sites this year that are already starting to take off a bit, going pretty well. And in a few years' time when they're going really well and SEOs, you know, it needs some time to like really do its thing, I reckon I'll be in a better position than ever, right? But it is really important at the moment to just be quite fluid, to be kind to yourself, and to just, you know, still, if you're in like travel or something else like that, to just still realize that at one point it will be okay, right? And think through what you can do so that your blog isn't just okay at that point. It's going as well as it can, you know? So for me, it's like really just still having that monetization focus. In fact, even more than normal, because what's the point in writing articles for the site otherwise? You know, no one cares about traveling there at the moment. The borders are shut, like in Malaysia for me. So, you know, working on those posts that will provide the best monetization value later really is the best way to go. Well, I really hope this podcast has helped you understand and get ready to set your goals and do some planning, get into the strategy, and that you're feeling, you know, like you can plan, especially if you've been feeling a bit down with everything going on with COVID-19. Now, remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode21. I highly recommend you sign up for the 5-day goal setting challenge that will be linked to there. It's just like a little task a day that you can do to go through this process over 5 days. Okay, so you're just spending like an hour a day. You have your plan, you have your strategy, and it will really show you too. There's a lot more stuff than what I've gone into here about how to really use your time effectively and to make sure that you're not doing like that busy work, that every task you do is feeding into your success. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel because next episode, I'm going to be talking all about outsourcing. Okay, this is one I keep getting asked to talk about. It's been a really huge goal of mine in 2020. And again, in 2021, it's appearing again. I feel like I got it going really well for a little while again this year, and then it sort of stopped being as good. But I'm really dedicated to 2021 being the year that I just make, you know, I just kick outsourcing out of the park and I'll just be going really well with it. So I'm going to be sharing what I do in regards to outsourcing, what I've learned. I've got really more savvy more recently about calculating ROI, return on investment on outsourcing. You know, I've worked out what each type of article is worth to me income-wise, so I know whether it's worth paying for it to be produced or not, right? So I've done a lot around that that I'll share with you. And I'm going to give you many tips that I've learned for how you can do it differently, as well as what I'm going to do differently going forward. And I really look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.